Time now for your letters. In last week's report on giant airplanes, reporter David Malikoff accidentally supersized the cost of the new Airbus A380. The 1.2 million pound superliner costs about $210 per pound, not $21 million per pound. Our story last week on the campaign by the Paris city government to convince residents to drink tap water instead of bottled water prompted Stephen Schulman to write, "I was recently in Paris on vacation, and I can categorically state that the Parisian tap water was the best I have ever tasted. I could not tell the difference between Paris tap water and Evian or Vittel bottled water. Back home in Dallas, we only drink bottled water and would never dream of drinking local tap water. I say, vive l'eau de Paris. They should bottle and sell it." Mark Kramer of Minneapolis wrote to thank us for our interview last week with novelist Joe Mino, author of Hairstyles of the Damned. "I have a beautiful and intelligent 14-year-old who is trying to become 15," he writes. "Unlike the father of the fictional character Brian, I try to embrace who my son is and is trying to become. We share much, including his music, which incidentally is from the 90s, and spend a lot of time talking about everything from music to politics. I do know that when I take the time to look at my own son, he is much more than a bad haircut." But Jerry Moore of Livermore, California, had a different reaction to the interview that featured music by The Misfits. That's a punk rock band that had a profound impact on the teenage protagonist of the book. "Don't ever, ever try to ruin my Saturday morning by playing such loud, obstreperous music as you played this morning," writes Mr. Moore. "I have no idea what it was about because I had to run and shut your radio station off." On a different note, NPR reporter Anthony Kuhn's story about using classical music to chase young ruffians from the London Underground reminded listener Max Womack of a similar situation in Chicago a few years ago. He writes, "A teacher who supervised after-school detention played Frank Sinatra for them the entire time each session and reported few recidivists." Now, many of you wrote in response to our conversation last week with composer Philip Glass, who says that he's heard all of the Philip Glass jokes. Dave Hawkins, who's performed many Philip Glass pieces as a chorus singer, suggested that we follow up with a short presentation from a Philip Glass parody, Philip Glass Buys a Loaf of Bread by David Ives.
Help you, sir. Help you, sir. Help you, sir. Help you, sir.
Yes, I need. Yes, I need. Yes, I need.
Send your comments to us at wesat@npr.org, and please tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name.